我今天的讲题是以智慧行事。
Today's topic is to live wisely.
而且经文就是我们这个月的经文。
And the scripture is the memory verse for this month.
刚才我们在荧幕上所看的经文就是今天的经文。
Just now, as we read the memory verse, it is the scripture for today.
有圣经的打开圣经以弗所书第五章十五节到十七节。
If you have your Bible, please open up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 17.
以弗所书第五章第十五节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴。因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
我根据一个统计
According to a statistic,
那么一个平均的美国人在一生中用了三年的时间参加那些商业会议。
For an average American, he used 3 years of his lifetime to go to business meetings.
用了十三年的时间去看电视。
He used 13 years watching TV.
他在一生中吃了11,000磅的食物。
And he ate 11,000 pounds of food.
他吃了35,000个饼干。
He had 35,000 cookies.
你看美国人吃很多饼干的。
You know Americans eat a lot of cookies.
而且他们吃了1,500磅的那个糖果。
He would have 1,500 pounds of candy.
住院男的住了8次。
For the man, he will be hospitalized for 8 times.
女的呢，住了12次。
And for women, she will be hospitalized for 12 times.
还有，他们用了24年的时间来睡觉。
And they sleep for 24. They use 24 years of their time to sleep.
那么还有另外一个统计啊。
There's another statistic.
他说，人的生命平均有70年。
Man's average lifespan is 70 years.
那么在这70年当中，他用了23年时间来睡觉。
And in the 70 years, he spent 23 years sleeping.
他用了16年的时间来工作。
He used 16 years to work.
这个用了8年的时间来看电视。
He used 8 years to watch TV.
这个统计比较低，刚才是13年，这个是8年。
This survey, the statistics is a little bit lower because just now we said an average American used 13 years to watch TV.
他用了六年的时间来吃东西。
He used 6 years to eat.
六年的时间去旅游。
6 years to travel.
四年半的时间过休闲的生活。
4.5 years just having leisure, relaxing.
四年的时间生病。
4 years he's sick.
用2年的时间来穿衣服。
And then 2 years he's putting on clothes.
但是只是用半年的时间参加那个宗教的活动。
Only half a year to go to religious activities.
不晓得你认为这个人生是否是有一个智慧的人生？
What do you think about this life? Is it wise?
什么是一个有智慧的人生？
What is a wise life?
那么圣经有不少的地方谈到这个智慧的含义。
In the Bible, there are numerous places that talk about the meaning of being wise.
特别是在诗篇、箴言，还有传道书里面讲了很多关于这个智慧的事情。
These especially appeared in the book of Psalms, Proverbs, and also Ecclesiastes.
比如说诗篇111篇第十节这么说。
For example, in Psalm 110, verse 10, it says,
敬畏耶和华的人，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
It says, to love the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. 就是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那么在诗篇九十篇，摩西在年老的时候，也是他的祷告。
And then in Psalm 90, in the prayer of Moses.
他在这个诗篇第九十篇第十节这么说。
He said in Psalm 90 verse 10.
他说我们的一生年日是七十岁，若是强壮的话可以到八十岁。
He said the length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength.
但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便飞而去。
Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
然后在十二节的时候，摩西向神祷告。
And then in verse 12, he prayed to God.
他说：“求你指教我怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。”
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
那这几节经文讲到，既然我们的生命这么短暂。
These few verses tell us, although our life is so short.
他说只不过是七八十年的时间。
It's only 70 to 80 years.
很快就过去了。
It will pass very soon.
他说因此我们应该数算我们的日子。
Therefore, we must learn to number our days aright.
好叫我们得着一个智慧的心。
So that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
所以今天我们看的经文就是以弗所书第五章十五节那边这么说。
So in the scripture today, in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15,
他说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像一个智慧人。
It says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
那么怎么样做一个有智慧的人？
So how do you live as wise?
今天的经文我们可以从当中可以看到。
We can learn from today's scripture.
那么这段经文我们可以看到三点。
There are three important things from this scripture.
这三点教导我们如何成为一个有智慧的人。
They teach us how to be wise.
那么如果我们要做一个有智慧的人，第一点就是在十六节。
The first thing comes from verse 16.
这里讲到要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
所以这节经文告诉我们，可以我们怎样去做一个有智慧的人。
So this verse tells us how to be a wise man.
他说做一个有智慧的人就是要爱惜光阴。
To be wise is to take, is to make most of every opportunity.
我在小学念书的时候。
When I was in elementary school.
曾经学习过这个真理。
I have learned this truth.
那么老师教导学生说要爱惜光阴。
The teacher taught us we must make most of every opportunity.
我记得有一句俗语说一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买寸光阴。
There's a Chinese idiom that says an inch of time is like an inch of gold, but an inch of gold cannot buy you an inch of time.
换句话说这个光阴比那个金还贵。
Which means time is much more precious than gold.
那么光阴是金钱买不到的。
Time is something that you cannot buy with time, with gold.
所以没想到我那时候学习的原来是圣经讲的真理。
I didn't realize then that what I've learned then was actually the truth from the Bible.
那么光阴实在是很宝贵。
Time is very precious.
特别是年纪比较大的，就感觉到光阴越来越宝贵。
Especially as you get older, then you realize that time is much more precious.
因为时间似乎过得越来越快。
Because it seems like time is passing by quicker and quicker.
有些一般的年轻人都觉得自己时间很多。
A lot of young people think they have a lot of time left.
他们就讲。我有的是时间。
They often say, "All I have is time."
所以没有好好的去把握那个时间。
So they don't make use of time very wisely.
然后有时候有些人到年老的时候，他感觉到有点后悔。
Some of the elderly would regret
为何没有好好的去把握那个光阴？
They regret how come they didn't use their time wisely.
所以每一个人都是有二十四个小时。
Everybody has 24 hours.
不多也不少。
Not more and not less.
那么时间就好像那个水从河流的上流流下来。
Time is just like water running from upstream.
流到下流，一去都不回头了。
And it will then go downstream and then be gone.
那么假设的话，你有一个银行户口啊。
For example, if you have a bank account.
那么这个户口跟普通的银行户口不一样。
This bank account is different from any other bank account.
那么这个户口每一天你都可以赚取86,000块钱的利息。
This bank account that you have, you can earn $86,000 of interest every day.
但是每一天你必须把这个利息从银行提出来。
But you must take the 86,000 out of the bank account every day.
然后不然的话，这个利息就会散失掉。
Otherwise, you will lose the interest.
所以你每一天必须到银行里面把这个八万六千块钱把它们提出来。
So every day you must go to the bank and take out the 86,000.
我们每一个人都有这个户口。
We.Each one of us have this kind of account.
我们这个户口就是每天我们的每一天的时间。
This account is the time that we have every day.
我们每一天的时间就是有86,000个秒钟。
We each have 86,000 seconds.
那么在每天结束的时候我们必须把这些86,000个秒钟把它们用完。
We have to use up all 86,000 seconds.
如果你不用的话，它也是消失掉。
If you don't use it, it will be gone.
那么圣经里面谈到时间。
The Bible mentioned about time.
那么圣经有讲到时间有它的开始。
The Bible said there is the beginning of time.
也有它的结束。
And there is the end of time.
比如说你打开创世纪第一章第一节。
If you open up Genesis 1:1.
他说起初神创造天地。
It says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
当神创造这个天地的时候，那个时候时间就开始了。
And as God created the heaven and the earth, that is the beginning of time.
但是圣经也讲到有一天时间将会结束。
But the Bible also said one day time will end.
时间结束的时候就是当耶稣基督再来的时候。
And when time ends is when Jesus returned here.
当神把这个天地把它废弃以后
，And when God will get rid of the present earth，
那么之后神就建立一个永恒的新天新地
，And God will then establish the eternal new heaven and earth。
在那个时候，时间就结束了
，And at that moment， time will come to pass。
所以我们看到时间一直一直在前进
，So we know that time continue to move on，
不会等待我们
，It will not wait for us。
每一个人只有这么多的时间。
Everybody has a set amount of time.
如果你现在是二十岁的话
，If you're 20 years old right now，
那么你就有大概50年到60年的时间。
You may have 50 to 60 years left.
那么如果你是50岁的话
，If you're 50 years old，
那么你可能就有20年或者30年的时间。
You may have another 20 to 30 years.
那么这是你平均所剩下来的时间。
This is the average time left.
但是可能会更短。
But maybe it can be even shorter.
因为圣经里面雅各书第四章十四节这么说。
Because then in James chapter 4 verse 14 it says.
他说其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾。出现早时就不见了。
It says you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
那么这节经文讲到我们的生命非常的短暂。
The scripture tells us that our life is extremely short.
就好像一片云雾出现早时就不见了。
Just like mist, it will appear for a very short time and it will be gone.
那么圣经里面告诉我们，人的生命平均大概是70岁。
The Bible tells us the average lifespan of a man is 70 years old.
如果强壮的话，可以活到八十岁。
And if you have strength, you may live to 80.
这个圣经讲的是平均。
The Bible says this is the average lifespan.
但当然，今天有些人活到九十岁。
Of course, we have seen people who live to their 90s.
但是活到一百岁的非常非常的少。
And then those who live to their 100s are very few in number.
所以七八十年的时间不是很长。
So 70 to 80 years is not a very long time.
很快就会过去了。
It will come to pass quickly.
当我想起我来 Albuquerque 我已经来了三年多的时间。
As I remember, I have already been in Albuquerque for about 3 years.
我感觉上好像不是很久的事情。
But it feels like it's not very long.
还记得当时从德州开车把这个家搬过来 Albuquerque。
I remember that day when we drove from Texas.
那天晚上，那天傍晚的时候，来到 Moriarty 的时候，那个轮胎就破了。
And as we arrived in Moriarty in the evening, the tire busted.
那么还记得教会弟兄明天一早大早就开车来帮这个忙。
And I remember Brother Charlie drove in the break of day to come help.
然后有很多的弟兄来帮忙搬家。
And then a lot of brothers in the church come and help us.
那么感觉上好像不是很久的事情。
And it didn't feel like that long ago.
但是已经过了三年多的时间。
But it actually has been over 3 years.
是的，时间过得非常非常的快。
Yes, time does go quickly.
然后圣经告诉我们，我们因此要爱惜光阴。
So the Bible tells us to make the most of every opportunity.
你看到这个是中文圣经讲的要爱惜光阴。
In the Chinese translation, it says make the most of your time.
刚才 Russell 翻译的时候，他说 making the most of every time， 有些翻译到 every opportunity。
And then in other translation, it says make the most of every opportunity.
那么如果把它翻译过来的话，就是紧紧地抓住每一个机会。
And that's the if you translate into Chinese, it can be said that way.
换句话说，如果不抓住这个机会的话，它就过去了。
In other words, if you do not make the most of the opportunity, opportunity will slip through.
可能就不会再回来。
And it will not come back.
那么英文翻译是这个 opportunity 就是机会的意思。
In English, it's translated as opportunity.
那么这个 opportunity 这个字根是从拉丁文来的。
This word opportunity come from the Latin word.
那么它的含义就是好像船朝向那个海港的方向去的。
And it has the meaning of a ship going towards the port.
好像一艘船当要风要吹来的时候，它趁着那个机会把那个帆升上，然后由那个风把它吹到那海港。
And it has a meaning like as the boat wants to enter the port, it's going to wait for that wind, rise the sail, and then sail in.
如果你看《使徒行传》的话，他们保罗在那个船上的时候，他们就是看那个风吹的方向，趁机就把那个帆升上来。
And if you look at the book of Acts, it's like when Paul was on a ship, they were waiting for the right direction of the wind. They will raise the sail, and then they sail in.
那么九年前，神呼召我去读神学。
9 years ago, I was called to be full time ministry.
那时候我在挣扎，因为我必须要把我放弃我这个喜爱的那个职业。
I was struggling at that time because I must give up a profession that I love.
来回应神对我的呼召。
And then to respond to God's calling.
那么当时我有两个选择。
At that point, I have 2 choices.
一个就是继续我的事业。
One is to continue with my profession.
另外一个就是放弃我这个职业，然后去回应神对我的呼召。
The second choice is to give up my profession and to respond to God's calling.
那么其实当时我有一位朋友，他也是一位基督徒。
I had a friend at that time, and he was also a Christian.
他劝我不如在退休之后才去念神学。
He encouraged me to wait until retirement and then go to the seminary.
那么如果我听了的话，继续我的事业。
If I have listened to him and continue with my profession,
那么很可能我就失去了神对我呼召的一个机会。
I would then miss the opportunity that God has called.
那么今天我也不会在这里牧养这间教会。
And I would not have been here today to shepherd this church.
那么因此我也失去了神对我呼召那个机会。
And so I would have missed the opportunity of God's calling.
那么如果我们看这个以弗所书第五章十六节的话。
So if we look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16.
那么这里有讲到他说生命是非常的短暂。
It says life is short.
所以我们要爱惜这个光阴。
So we must make the most of every opportunity.
我们要紧紧地抓住每一个机会。
We need to grab a hold of every opportunity.
来去做主的工。
To do God's work.
而且他下一句讲到因为现今的时代邪恶。
And then it says because the days are evil.
因就现今的时代越来越邪恶。
And today's day is getting worse every day.
很可能做牧师传道不能够在这里随便讲圣经的经理真理。
Maybe one day as a pastor, I cannot stand here and preach the truth freely.
也很有可能你跟我有一天不能够随便的跟别人传福音。
And maybe one day, you and I would not be able to spread the gospel freely.
但是目前的机会还有。
Right now we still have the opportunity.
所以我们必须紧紧地抓住每一个机会来做主工。
So we must get a hold of these opportunities and do God's work.
因为圣经里面也讲到当黑夜来到的时候没有一个人可以做工。
Because the Bible said as the darkness approached, then nobody will be able to work.
让我们再回到那个十五节那边再看一次。
Let's look at verse 15 again.
他说你们要谨慎行事不要像愚昧人当像智慧人。
It says be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
所以智慧的反义词是愚昧。
So the opposite of wise is foolish.
那么一个愚昧的人是一个失去了智慧的人。
A foolish person is one who is without wisdom.
但是十七节也讲说他是一个糊涂人。
And in verse 17 it says he is foolish.
愚昧的人他不会爱惜光阴。
A foolish person will not make the most of every opportunity.
他会随意的错失那些美好的机会。
He will just miss the opportunities.
他的生命里面也没有一个人生的目标。
There is no purpose in his life.
而且他把他的生命投资在一些没有永恒价值的事情上。
He will spend his lifetime working for those that are without eternal value.
所以十五节、十七节劝我们不要做一个糊涂人。
So in verse 15 and 17, it tells us not to be a foolish man.
不要做一个愚昧人，应当做一个有智慧的人。
Don't be an unwise man, but instead be wise.
那么旧约圣经里面有一位王。有一个人叫做所罗门。
In the Old Testament, there is a king called Solomon.
那么所罗门王被高成为王的时候，是一个非常有智慧的人。
As he was anointed to be king, he was a man of wisdom.
因为神把智慧赐给他。
Because God has given him wisdom.
所以当我们看列王记上第四章的时候。
As we look at 1 Kings chapter 4.
那么讲到神赐给所罗门王极大的智慧、聪明。和广大的心。
It says God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight.
如同海沙不可以测量。
And a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore.
他说所罗门王的智慧超过东方人和埃及人一切的智慧。
It says Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the men of the east.
他的智慧胜过万人。
And it's also greater than all the wisdom of Egypt.And any other man.
所以神所罗门王向神求智慧，神把他智慧赐给他。
King Solomon asked for wisdom from God, and God gave him the wisdom.
但是我们看圣经的时候，所罗门王后来越来越糊涂啊。
But then, as we read the Bible, as he aged, King Solomon became more and more foolish.
他失去了神赐给他的智慧。
He lost the wisdom God has given him.
为什么所罗门王成为一个糊涂人？
Why did he become such an unwise person?
那么其中一个原因，
One of the reasons，
也就是他把他的光阴投资在那些没有永恒价值的事情上，
is that he spent his time on things that are without eternal value。
但是主要的原因，
But one of the major reasons，
是因为他离弃了神。
It's because he has left God。
他为什么离弃了神？
Why did he leave God？
所罗门王离弃了的神的原因，就是因为他宠爱许多外邦的女子。
The reason why he left God is because he turned his love towards Gentile women.
那么耶和华神告诉以色列人，
Jehovah God had told the Israelites，
当他们还没有进入迦南地的时候，
before they enter into the land of Canaan，
他说你们不可以跟外邦人通婚，
he said you should not intermarry with Gentiles。
所以当所罗门王与外邦人通婚的时候，
And as King Solomon married Gentile women，
直到他成为一个糊涂人，
He then became foolish。
所以所罗门王放弃了他父亲他父亲效法神的那种人生。
He has given up the life just like his he has given up the life of his father。
我们记得去年的时候我们看这个传道书，
We remember last year as we look at the book of Ecclesiastes。
那么传道书我们都知道是所罗门王写的，
We know the writer is King Solomon，
而且是在他年老的时候所写的，
And he wrote the book as he was old。
那么他劝告我们不要把我们的时间我们的人生投资在那些没有永恒价值的事情上，
He told us not to put our time not to spend our timeOn those things that are without eternal value。
那么反而在十二章二一第一节的时候，他告诉我们，他说：“你趁着年幼的时候，衰败的日子尚未来到的时候，就是你所说我毫无喜乐那些年日还没有到来的时候，当纪念你的主。”
It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1, it says, "When you were young, before the day of your olden days, when you do not have any worries, remember your Lord."
那么这节经文讲到，趁着我们年幼的时候，应当抓紧这个机会。
It says when you are young in your youth, you need to get hold of this opportunity.
也就是在我们年幼的时候，应该纪念我们的主。
And that you should remember your Creator when you are young.
所以所罗门王在年老的时候，他说：“你不要像我这样。”
So King Solomon said, "Don't be like me."
他说：“你不要像我这个糊涂的人啊。”
He said, "Don't act like this foolish old man."
等到我年纪老迈的时候，
When I'm old，
在我没有力气的时候，
When I do not have my strength，
才来纪念主。
Then remember your God.
我曾经听过很多人。
I have heard a lot of people say，
他说等我退休以后，
They said wait until I'm retired，
等我的孩子长大以后，
wait until my children are grown，
等我把我的事业建立好以后，
wait until I establish my profession，
我才来侍奉神，
Then I will come and serve the Lord。
我有一位朋友，
I had a friend，
是一位基督徒，
He is a Christian，
就是在1997年这个亚洲金融风暴的时候，他失去了他的财务。
During the 1997 Asia financial crisis, he lost everything he has.
因为他把他的光阴投资在这个股市上。
Because he put all his time in the stock market.
我还记得他那天跟我讲一句话。
I remember that one day he told me.
他说我是一个糊涂的人。
He said, "I am a foolish man."
所以圣经里面讲到，劝告我们要爱惜光阴。
So the Bible encourages us to make the most of every opportunity.
不要把我们的时间投资在那些没有永恒价值的事情上。
Do not spend your time on those things that are of no eternal value.
而是要把我们的时间、我们的生命投资在那些神的旨意上。
But we need to spend our time and our purpose on God's will.
在神的事情上。
On God's matter.
所以十七节讲到，他说不要做一个糊涂的人，要明白神的旨意。
Therefore, verse 17 tells us, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
那么这节经文就告诉我们，不要糊糊涂涂的过一生。
So this verse tells us, do not live your life in a foolish manner.
但是要明白神的旨意。
But we need to know God's will.
什么是神的旨意？
What is God's will?
我初信主的时候，
As I became a believer,
我就求神告诉我们，告诉我神在我身上的旨意。
I asked God to show me what His will for me is.
然后回想过去，
And as I think back,
我发觉到我的祷告很多时候都是我自己的旨意啊。
I discovered that a lot of my prayer is according to my will.
那么试想一下，我们在我们祷告生活里面有多少是我们的旨意，我们的意思？
So think back at your prayer. How many times did you pray according to your will?
那么当耶稣基督教导门徒祷告的时候，
And as Jesus taught his disciples how to pray,
那么他以这个主导文来教导他们。
He used the Lord's prayer to teach them.
如果你看主导文的主导文的话哦，
If you look at the Lord's prayer,
在马太福音六章第九第十节。
And it is in Matthew chapter 9.
Chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
Chapter 6, verse 9 and
10. 他耶稣告诉他们说，他说，所以你们祷告要这样说。
He says, then, this is how you should pray.
他说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
他说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在天上地上，如同行在天上。
He said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
请注意这节经文哦，他说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Please pay attention, it says,Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你会发觉到经常我们的祷告是这样，愿我的旨意行在地上。
And a lot of times our prayer is like this, may my will be done on earth.
神啊，求你给我这个，给我那个，我要这个，我要那个。
God, please give me this, give me that, I want this and I want that.
我曾经讲过，好像去麦当劳买买那个汉堡包或者点菜的时候。
It's just like when you go to McDonald's or when you go to a restaurant.
所以在主耶稣被捕之前，
And before Jesus was arrested,
他在橄榄山祷告的时候，
When he was praying on the Garden of Gethsemane,
所以耶稣基督跪下来祷告。
As he kneeled down to pray,
他说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯洒去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
He said, Father, if you're willing, please remove this cup, but not according to my will, but according to yours.
那么这是主耶稣基督在要上十字架之前所说的话。
And this is what Jesus prayed before he went on the cross.
那么虽然主耶稣经历到极大的痛苦，但是他顺服在神的旨意当中。
Even though he was experienced great pain, yet he was willing to submit in God's will.
这是我们在祷告的时候应当学习的。
And this is the prayer we need to learn.
什么是神的旨意？
What is God's will?
那么有些基督徒认为神的旨意只限于一些在生命中重大的事情。
Some of the Christians think that God's will is only limited to some big decisions we have to make for our life.
就是一些重大的决定。
Like some huge decisions.
比如说终身的伴侣一样。
For example, a lifetime partner.
或者我们的职业。
Or our profession.
我们要知道神在我们身上对这些事情到底是什么旨意。
We want to know what God's will is on these matters.
但是今天的经文不是指这些终身的伴侣或者我们的职业。
But the scripture today did not point to these big decisions.
而是指我们每天在生活里面的事情。
But it's talking about our everyday decision.
如何在我们生活里面如何去讨神的喜悦。
How do we please God in our everyday life?
你会发觉到一个在生活上能够讨神喜悦的人。
You know that one who can please God every day.
他会将会在生命里面重大的事情做合神喜悦的决定。
He will make the right decision according to God's will.
所以圣经十七节讲到不要做个糊涂的人，应当做一个有智慧的人。
So in verse 17 it says, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
而且呀，要明白神的旨意是如何的。
We need to understand what God's will is.
所以我们看到这两个字讲到明白。
Here it says understand.
然后明白就是了解的意思嘛。
Understand is to have, to know of.
Understand means understand. 所以当老师教学生上课的时候
，So as a teacher teaches a student，
然后你明白你了解课本里面讲的吗
？You said do you understand? Do you know?
那么同样的，基督徒如果要明白神的旨意，他必须要明白这本圣经里面所讲的。
And similarly, if a Christian is to know God's will, then he needs to know and understand God's word.
但是有些基督徒要知道神的旨意。
But there are some Christians who want to know God's will.
但是他又不读圣经。
But then he does not read the Bible either.
所以他没有办法能够知道神的旨意。
It is impossible for him to know God's will.
如果他要做一个有智慧的人。
If he is going to be a wise man.
我们必须要爱惜光阴。
We need to get a hold of each opportunity.
我们必须要去明白神的旨意。
We need to know God's will.
而且把我们的生命，把我们的时间投资在那些有永恒价值的事情上。
And we need to spend time on those things that has eternal value.
雅各书，刚才我们提到雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
他说讲到生命非常的短暂。
Talks about how short life is.
并且警戒我们不要为生命来夸口。
And it also warns us not to boast about our life.
如果你看雅各书第四章十三节跟到十五节。
If you look at James chapter 4, verses 13 to
15. 他说下你们有话说今天明天我们要往某城里去。
It says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city.
他说在那里住一年你买做买卖得利。
Spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
他说其实明天如何你们不知道。
Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
他说你们的生命怎么样好像一片云雾出现老师就不见了。
What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
但是你看下去的时候。
But if you continue to read on,
他说主若愿意我就可以活着也可以做这件事也可以做那件事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
什么是一个有智慧的人生?
What is a wise man?
一个有智慧的人生就是不要做个糊涂人。
And it is not to be foolish.
一个有智慧的人生就是要爱惜光阴。
And it is to get a hold of every opportunity.
一个有智慧的人生就是要明白神的旨意。
And it is also to understand God's will.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求神你帮助我们做一个有智慧的人。
Please help us to be a wise man.
求主你帮助我们不要做一个糊涂人。
Help us not to be a foolish man.
让我们爱惜光阴。
Help us to get a hold of every opportunity.
让我们把握每一天的机会。
Help us to get hold of every chance.
来做主工。
To do your work.
来侍奉你。
To serve you.
因为当黑夜到来的时候我们就不能够做工了。
Because when darkness arrives, we will no longer be able to work.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.